Welcome into another edition of See What's On, and this week we're featuring the 5th Annual Festival of Trees, a nice item off our calendar, the community calendar, and we're talking today with Bob and Annette Marin, who are related to the founders of this whole Festival of Trees in a nice way. Welcome into the show, Bob and Annette.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Great. So this year is the 5th annual, as we've said. It starts right off on November 22nd. You basically run for 2 complete weekends. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
You know, so what's new this year?
New this year, we have a newly renovated the Elm in Waterville. It's a beautiful facility. You should come out and see the facility and see all of our 60 trees.
Right. Now, the Elm, you were there last year, but it wasn't called the Elm. So don't be confused by that. This is the same facility right there on 21 College Avenue.
Yep, same location.
Same location. It's called the Elm now. It's newly renovated, so it's even nicer than it was last year.
Yeah.
And you have 60 trees for people to see, as I understand.
Yeah, a wide variation of trees. Last year we had one that had a four-wheeler underneath it, and a 50-cent ticket won that tree. So,
yeah,
great opportunity.
And as I think you said, Bob, save your quarters because
that's saving your quarters because it's coming right up on the 22nd. The first day is the 22nd, then runs for 2 weekends, and then we draw them the last Sunday.
Right, right. So it's $2 admission for adults, but children are free, and there's something for everybody.
Something for everybody. There's trees with toys, but trees with adult things, too. So it's trees for everybody.
Trees for everybody, and even Santa Claus. And
Santa will be there.
Santa will be there.
He will be there and dressed in form with helpers. And
there are elves there?
There are elves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he usually has a treat for every kid, and kids of all ages. So
right.
Santa sees everybody.
And beyond the entrance fee, as you said, save your quarters because 50 cents could get you to win anything from $500 to over $5,000 on some of these trees.
Yes.
Yep. Some of the trees are very extravagant, and the companies that support it, they do a great job. You know, it's almost turned into competition for these folks, and which is great for the community.
You know? It's all about community. So get on out there and support the 5th Annual Festival of Trees. Have a great time. Cost of entry is only $2, starting November 22nd, running right through December 1st, 2 weekends in a row. You can check them out for times and dates, but it's basically 10, 8 a.m. each day, 10 to 8 each day. So, again, there will be a lot of people, a lot of trees, wonderful opportunity. 50 cents gets you a chance to win a great prize. A cause like this obviously benefits somebody. Bob, who benefits this year from this effort?
We have Spectrum Generations, Meals on Wheels. They're one of the benefactors. Hospice of Waterville, they're another benefit. And then we have the Shriners Hospitals, 2 local hospitals, the Boston Hospital and Springfield Hospital. And they're very appreciative of what we do for that and do for them. Mm-hmm. And they're very supportive as well. They send a lot of volunteers to help out. Yeah, it's just a great, great community effort.
Well, this is not any small effort either. Last year, the beneficiaries received or shared something north of $200,000.
We share it among all the benefactors.
Okay. So basically, all of the 60 businesses in the region put up their tree,
yep,
decorate it, and put on prizes any way they want.
Yep.
And believe me, they get creative. I know... When I worked with the Waterville Opera House, we even had a ballerina tree, you know, because we wanted to highlight the Nutcracker that year.
Right.
But people, like you said last year, somebody donated a four-wheeler, you know, so people try to outdo themselves and each other.
Yep. Year to year. And this being the 5th season, we're expecting it not to change. It's going to be bigger and better, and looking for more folks to come out. You know, when we had over 12,000 people there last year in a new location, this year it's going to be in the same location. So hopefully that's going to exceed, and great opportunity.
And for people who have not been there, there's plenty of great parking. It's great, great building to get in and out of, and it's absolutely gorgeous, the renovations that have happened there.
Yes, yep.
Yep, they've done a great job.
And again, this all benefits hospice volunteers of the Waterville area, the Shriners Hospitals, and Meals on Wheels with Spectrum's Generation. So get on out November 22nd, and for really 2 weekends. November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, 10 to 8 during the Friday and Saturday times, and you end at 6 on Sunday and on the final weekend, 4 o'clock. All the winners are drawn after closing on the, December 1st.
Yep.
And there are raffle prizes during the competition as well, during the whole session, too. You have a 50-50 raffle usually?
Yes, yep, 50-50 raffle, yep.
And each that day. Can be quite sizable. That's each day.
That's each day. We do tickets for that each day and draw it in the evening right before close. Mm-hmm. So it's drawn each day of the event. So.
And if you're lucky enough to be a winner, you know, you could just end up with all your Christmas shopping being done right then and there.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Put quarters right back in.
Put the quarters right back in. Exactly. Yeah. Take that money. And anybody can participate because, you know, there's plenty of time right now for kiddos to save up 50 cents to do their own ticket and take a chance on winning something that they can give to mom and dad.
Yep.
You know.
Let alone the opportunity to see Santa each day.
Santa and the elves are all there, and great opportunity all the way around. So, Bob and Annette, thank you for coming in to see what's on to talk about this great event.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And as usual, check out this calendar item and more on seewhatson.com. We'll look forward to talking to you about how this year went next year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much now.